Well, anyway, so, I mean, this guy was just such a fucking asshole. But he, I mean, like, and he, his big thing was, like, people acknowledging his birthday, which was the same week as mine in September, which I'm not into birthdays. And Christmas, I hate it when people ring my fucking doorbell unexpected. I mean, if they're close friends, it's one thing. This guy shows up, it's like 9 o'clock, Christmas Eve, and I'm like trying to relax. The doorbell rings, and it's Ross Brown. My Imara's like, it's Ross Brown. I was like, don't answer the door. She's like, but I have to. And I just went in the bedroom, closed the door, and locked it. I just didn't want to deal with him. Anyway, so I'm going to see my parents in Florida, and he's always trying to return this favor for me. Because he owes me a lot of favors. So he's always trying to return the favor. He's like, oh, there's this old lady. She's a dear friend of my wife. You know, and so she's got a Lotus for sale. So I'm like, well, what model is it? You know, is it an Elan, a Lotus Europa? What is it? Is it an Esprit? They have all these different models, and the prices are like, you know, night and day. So finally I found out what model it is. I said, you know, that could work. And the lady says she wants $5,000, but her boyfriend owns it, and he's really, like, sick and this and that. So I decide that I'm going to take the red eye to Miami. This was the time of the art fair last year. I guess it was last year. So I take the red eye to Miami. I figure I'll go there first thing in the morning. I made a plan with this lady, and I told her to call me if there was any change of plan. And then I was going to go see my parents and then go back to the art fair a few days later. This fucking lady, I call her at 8. I call her the night before. Yeah, no problem. She calls me that morning. She's like, oh, I don't think we're interested. I was like, you what? I was like, I just took the red eye. I don't even like to fly. You know, finally, and this guy Ross has the balls to call me afterwards. Before he sent me to meet this woman, he was asking, do I need a partner? You don't ask somebody if you need a partner unless you want to take part of the profit. You know, so he was like already trying to profit from the deal. And he's like, well, look, if it doesn't work out, don't say anything to embarrass me. So he called me, and I was just like, you know, Ross, this was a waste of my fucking time. He's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, I don't really want to talk about it.